Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. It's just you and me. I want to talk about something that's going on right now. You know, I know you probably heard me talking about what I call Wall Street versus Main Street. And I don't know whether you agree with me or not, but I really believe this is happening. I'm not saying that people on Wall Street are doing things because they want to be mean to Main Street. I just think they're acting in their own self-interest. They're behaving in their own self-interest. And that's fine, because you and I are probably doing the same thing, right? But the behavior of Main Street does not have the ability to put Wall Street in jeopardy. This is the difference. Our behavior, yours and mine, out here on Main Street, only helps. It really only has the ability to help Wall Street, not to hurt Wall Street. However, Wall Street has the ability to let things get so far out of hand, like they did in 08, with complicity by the government, to create problems for you and me out here on Main Street. So what's been going on for the last several years now is the Fed has been pumping $85 billion in new money printed from thin air into the economy. Most of that is finding its way onto Wall Street. It's one of the reasons why the stock market is at record levels right now. And if you remember, I've been warning you for at least 2 years. I've got the articles to prove this. I wrote about this. I've been warning everybody that if Wall Street is creating bubbles right now, like they did back in the late 90s, only this is a different kind of bubble. If Wall Street is creating bubbles, if Wall Street is a bubble, we've already seen the gold, right? The gold bubble burst. It was like $1,900 an ounce. Now it's $1,300 an ounce. It's down one-third gold. That was a bubble that burst, right? So if Wall Street is a bubble, it's being blown up, in my opinion, for one reason. Not because of the growth numbers for major corporations. They've been profitable, but we've got all kinds of negative signals in the economy. The economy's barely limping along. Unemployment is the worst it's ever been since World War II. We've got all kinds of problems, and yet the stock market is going through the roof. Now, what's wrong with that picture, folks? Tell me that's not a bubble. What would cause that bubble? In my opinion, one of the things is the direct and indirect influences of the $87 billion a month that the Fed is pumping into the economy. 5 years ago, I think it was, the Fed's balance sheet had $1 trillion in securities on the balance sheet. Now they've got $3 trillion on the balance sheet. That $2 trillion has found its way to directly or indirectly influence the Wall Street. It hasn't helped unemployment, right? The two charters of the Fed is to hold interest rates, to manage inflation and to maintain a level of employment. Well, they've managed inflation, right? And the interest rates are record lows, but they have not helped unemployment. So that money had to go somewhere. It's going to Wall Street, most of it, directly or indirectly, and it's created this bubble. Well, if you notice, we're about to have the second down week on Wall Street. A really ugly day yesterday. Not a really ugly day, but kind of an ugly day. Down over 200 points yesterday. All I'm saying, folks, is start paying attention. There was a time when Wall Street was considered a leading indicator of the economy. If Wall Street was going down, that was foretelling of a weak economy a year from now. If Wall Street was going up, that was telling you that the economy was going to be rebounding. Well, today, as I've said many times before, Wall Street is now merely a leading indicator of itself. So if we're seeing Wall Street go down, if we're seeing a collapse of the bubble, and I'm not saying that's what's happening, I'm telling you just to pay attention. All the things that benefited Wall Street before in this run-up that didn't benefit you and me out here on Main Street will wind up hurting us. And that's been my concern all along. All I'm telling you is pay attention to what's going on and behave accordingly. Forewarned is forearmed. I'm Jim Blasingham, the Small Business Advocate. Got to wrap it up for this hour. And as I do, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.